guys, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. This is Monse again, and today is Saturday, September 25, 2021. Always remember that all I have is in me, and I have no limits. Today, I want to keep talking, this is going to be the second part, of eating disorders. There are so many questions about this topic, and it's really interesting to know why do we have this kind of disorder, in less words. So I was reading in a webpage called National Center for Eating Disorders from the UK, a really interesting article that is called Why People Get Eating Disorders. But first, I'm going to read you what the definition they give about eating disorder. To understand why people get eating disorders, we first have to describe what an eating disorder actually is, right? So in this page, they said that many people have odd eating disorder habits, but a true eating disorder is something that is extreme shape and weight control behavior, which in turn is caused by excessive concerns about your weight. And most people with eating disorders have poor self-worth and perfectionist opinions about how they should look and why they should weigh or eat. So their need to be perfect often extends into other areas of their life. And people with eating disorders also complain a great deal about feeling fat. Many people without an eating disorder have fat days too. In someone with eating distress, this is usually emotional, experience such as anger or anxiety, which is not being recognized. There are usually rigid rules around food. And then, some binge eat to the point of obesity, and some get rid of unwanted calories by programming. So this is the thing. All this happened, the article is so long, so I'm not gonna be reading all of this, but they said, so what causes an eating disorder? And here it says, when I see someone and go through their personal history as well as a history of eating distress, I can usually identify many risk factors. I might see one member of a family who has considered themselves responsible for dealing with these feelings of other family members and trying to make it all better. I might see a build-up of a lot of stress at school or at home. Often a person has struggled to cope and has not had good help or support from others. Many people with eating disorders have poor emotional resilience and for good help or support from others. For various reasons, they might not know what they feel because they have given too much attention to feelings for other people to stay safe. They might find it hard to notice their own bad feelings such as anger or fear because they have fearless for the consequences of expressing their emotions. You know what? I don't know if you remember what I mentioned the last episode about this same topic. It was kind of the same thing I said. And it was kind of cool, because what I told you in the last episode about this, it was something from my point of view and then from my experiences. And when I read this article in this page, it was weird because everything gets matched about what it happened to my life too. Because eating disorders are a response to stress, or insecurity. And it's weird because I swear I lived the same thing when I was in primary school, when I was in high school, and sometimes until now. The thing is that this is like a small crisis that it starts in any like stage of your life. There's not a special age or special moment in your life where you can have an eating disorder. This can happen whatever age you are in or whatever. And as you can see here in the article, also says that many of the cases, eating disorders are caused by people that have struggled with a member of their families, at school, or at their jobs. And I think it's really interesting because I think it's true. And then, I don't know, like, maybe there are many solutions. And I think the best solution, as I mentioned in the last episode, is that one. Like, get away from those persons. Because if that people is a problem, why you don't need to keep being with them. Even if you live with them, like, that's not something that you should be always supporting, you know? Because, for example, here they said, what can be done if you can't treat the cause? Eating disorder treatment is not about finding the cause. They are also not about getting rid of symptoms like purging. It is holistic, physical, emotional, and nutritional, and above all designed to make someone happier, confident, able to manage feelings, have better relationships, and find meaning and purpose in life. So this could be like the treatment of an eating disorder. But so what would be the cause? The cause is everything that makes us have physical, emotional, nutritional problems, and also problems about managing our feelings. So I think if we first take care about the causes, we don't need to treat this, because we already are focusing ourselves in the causes. So we should stop doing that to avoid all of this. A person who is like healed from their eating disorder will have a grounded self-worth that is not dependent on being a perfect body size, but the or she will be able to take care of themselves with food because they are deserving, you know, because they are not feeling like obligated to have a perfect body size. And unfortunately, society has making us think, as I told you before in old episodes, that a perfect body is one that is like skinny, perfect, and that's not that okay, that doesn't even exist. And if it does, well, cool. So the thing is that this is a big ask, but it is thus enabled by someone who is properly trained. The skills, as well as doing psychological work using powerful change techniques such as a test that is called EFT or neuro-linguistic programming, as well as traditional expanded cognitive and counseling therapies. All these can help a person that is suffering from an eating disorder. Some understanding of childhood experiences is useful to start with, and if there is a trauma, it must be healed with approaches that do not involve painful storytelling. What does this mean? Well, that if you have a trauma from your childhood and then you go to a psychologist or something because you have that trauma and the psychologist start treating yourself, the psychologist, they have to, like, don't make you remember that, because of course it's gonna be hurting you again. But the thing is that they need to make you forget about it, or just learn to live with it, because it's something that it already happened and maybe you are not going to avoid. A trusting and sound relationship between the sufferer and the therapist is perhaps the most important thing of all, since change will always involve resistance from time to time as the eating disorder loosens its hold. It's the same. Everything comes better by the time. If you have patience and you are normalizing that you have this eating disorder, but you recognize what the cause is, what the problem is, you will support it and you will go out of this disorder. Because nothing is forever. You know? So that's the remedy or the treatment I can tell you to do it, so maybe it can work. And you will see that your life would be better, because honestly, it is something really important. And as it says in this article from Deanna Jade that she wrote in 2019, in this web page from the National Center for Eating Disorders, it is so interesting. I hope all people that have suffered or that is suffering for any type of eating disorder, they get a counselor or a professional training on this to receive help. This could be a psychologist or also like a psychiatrist or something like that. But you should receive help, because this is not normal. If you have an eating disorder, you cannot be avoiding it, saying, oh, okay, this will be gone by the months or by the days, because sometimes it doesn't. And with this COVID-19 pandemic, I think this was a huge struggle with many people, eating disorders, because they were unstoppable from their normal lives, and they had to change it like all around. So it was something so traumatic. But always, there's always a solution. So just wanted to tell you that don't give up in yourselves. And always try to find the best option to be good and understand your feelings and your emotions. All right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, this was Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions, and see you next episode. See you guys.